This doesn't seem right. Maybe I should try this recipe instead. No, we don't have ingredients for that one either. Oh, hi, babe. Sorry, I didn't hear you come in. How was work? Wait. I know that look. Wait. I know that look. Bad day. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. I wasn't really able to finish dinner. You want takeout and cuddles? I think I can manage that. Come on, let's go get your coat off and warm you up. You're ice cold. Now, come on. I was sitting on the couch earlier with the heating blanket, so I think that has your name written on it now. Come on, sit down. Now let me just warm my way behind you. There. Body heat from the back always warms someone up quicker. Besides, after I order us some food, I think a shoulder massage is in order. Now, what are you hungry for? We can get pizza, Chinese, Korean, we can get Mexican, we can get burgers, whatever you want. Okay, sounds good. Do you know what you want from there? Awesome. Okay. I'll just put it in through the app, it doesn't matter. Do you want any of these on it? Sure, yeah. What would you like to drink? Perfect. I already put that down for you. Of course I know what you like to drink, silly. And then, I think I'll just get this. Does everything look great, baby? Okay. And it looks like the food should be here in about 30 minutes. Now, can I take your shirt off? Yeah, so we can have better access to your back. I promise, no dirty thoughts. There. Now, why are you so stressed today? Just an overall bad day at work. I'm sorry. No, I know how hard you work, and yeah. I mean, you work work so hard for money. I mean, you work so hard for yourself and for me. Yeah. You know how much I appreciate you. I mean, everything you do. I know I tell you every day before you go to work, but I don't know, sometimes I think you just need a little bit extra. And I'm gonna be here to give it to you. Of course, baby. You know how much I love you. I love you and your amazing personality, and I admire your work ethic. Yes, that's a very attractive quality in someone. I admire how open you are with me, and I admire that you can be vulnerable with me enough to tell me this, so that way I can help you. No, you don't have to do anything. Just relax into me. Come on, babe. There you go. You're finally noticing, aren't you? I kinda had a sneaking suspicion that you would have a bad day today. So, I set up the TV with your favorite show, and I put on the fireplace. Just so we both don't freeze to death. And yes, I was trying to cook you a nice romantic dinner, but you and I both know I always forget things at the grocery store. That's why you always need to come with me. But I was just planning on us having a relaxing evening together. No work or school or anything. Just something to take our minds off of anything else and just focus on each other. And after seeing how stressed you are tonight, I think that was the best decision I could have made. You know how proud of you I am, right? Of course. Well, let me tell you everything I am proud of. So good. I'm proud of you for all your accomplishments you've made. I'm proud of you for you growing as a person with me. I'm proud of you and your work, as I said. I'm proud of your dedication. I'm just very proud of everything you do, baby. No. You know how much I liked hugging you. Besides, I think right now you just need some soft touch. And so that your pretty little head can stop worrying about everything. Don't lie to me. I know how much you overthink everything. Obviously. I know you better than you think, baby. Besides, we live together. I get to witness your daily habits and emotions firsthand. No, I'm serious. You overthink, and I'm here today to tell you no overthinking today. Okay. I love you, baby. Now that you're a lot more relaxed and your shoulders aren't as tense, would you maybe like to talk about your day? I know sometimes when I have a hard day at work or school, talking to you always helps. Yeah, I know that. You had a really big project due, didn't you? Yeah, no, I understand. Babe, you don't have to worry so much about all of it. As long as you try your best, that's all you can really do. Of course. Everything you do, I'm proud of. And as long as you try your best, I'm gonna be proud of you in anything. Now, I think that we should maybe plan something together. We both saved up enough that we can go do a little mini vacation, the two of us. Or we can just take off work and have a stay inside vacation. Well, we can maybe go to do some winter activities. Since it's still freezing out, we can go maybe try skiing or snowboarding. We can just go to a winter cabin together. What else could we do in the snow? Yes, make snow angels. And then if you wanted to stay inside, we can always cuddle on the couch like we're doing right now. Or we could try baking together again. I know you burnt it. I know you burnt them, but it was still so much fun. No, I have fun with whatever we do together. Promise. Plus, as just being together like this, it's relaxing. Is it not? I, for one, wouldn't mind a whole weekend with just this. You always make such cute faces when I kiss your cheeks. You do. Even though we've been dating for a while now, you still act like it's the first time I kiss you on your cheeks. Now, do you want to go make tea together? I think that's a beautiful pastime. And the food's gonna be here any minute. They always deliver early to this house. They always deliver early to this apartment building. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. No. What tea do you want? I think we have it. You don't have to lift me up. I can climb the counter. It's fine. Thank you. Now, you wanted this one? Okay. And I think I'll just have green tea. Now the water is boiling. You always put me on the counter. You're staring at me. What is it? Yeah, I said I would do anything to get your mind off of work. Why? And I thought that I was the one with the dirty mind. Okay. You know, I like kissing your neck too. You always have such a cute expression. I'm so proud of you, baby. And I love you so much. But just remember, okay? Every time you have a really hard day at work, or something goes bad, you can always talk to me about it. I'll always listen. I'm a phone call or message away. Okay? And then when you come home, we can do the same routine as many times as you like. I never get tired of you. Never, ever. Okay, I'll stop kissing your cheek and neck. You're just so cute. Now, let's make the tea. We can do other stuff later. But you need to warm up a little bit more and get some food in your stomach. Okay. Mwah. No, come on. Let me off the counter.